Father, we bless you this morning. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you, for you are the Lord, and there is none beside you. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like you? For you are glorious in holiness, and you are fearful in praises. Lord, we honor you this morning. We lift up our voice. We say thank you, Jesus, for everything. We honor you. Father, we lift up our hands. We lift up our hearts, and we say thank you, Jesus. We lay it to heart to bless your name, for you are God, and there is none beside you. Father, we honor you. We lay our crown and we worship you. We bless your name, O God. We bless your name, O God. For you are God and there is none beside you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Glory, honor, adoration unto you. And Father, we are before you today. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his grace. Thank him for his goodness and for his love towards you. Give glory unto his holy name. Bless the Lord for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak to this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus. I declare the light of God shine upon me. Light that darkness cannot comprehend shines upon my path in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, I will not partake in the activities of darkness. I will not walk in darkness in the name of Jesus. The light of God shines upon me in the name of Jesus. Light that darkness cannot cover, light that darkness cannot comprehend in the name of Jesus shines upon me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare any weapon of the wicked concerning my day will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, any evil word spoken concerning me, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Any hand that is put together to bring me down, such hand wither. In the name of Jesus, I am unstoppable seed of the Lord Jesus. Oh, for I am of the blessing of the tribe of Abraham. Whosoever blesses me is blessed. Whosoever curses me will be cursed. Today, I assess the provision of God for me in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I lift up the banner of the Lord over me. I declare that my life is preserved from all evil. My household is preserved from all evil in the name of Jesus. Today, I enjoy angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. For the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways in the name of Jesus. The plan of the enemy is cancelled over me in the name of Jesus. The hand of the wicked will not come upon my portion in the name of Jesus. As for me today, the Lord open unto me his good treasures in the name of Jesus. I speak to this day, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you come together to favor me in the name of Jesus. I speak to this day, the blessings of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus. I stretch forth my hands unto the Lord. The scripture says, it is the Lord God that teaches my hand to make profit. I put my hands in your hands, O Lord, that you, the Lord, you would teach my hands to make profits this day in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord speak for me today. Anywhere I go, anywhere my file is submitted, anywhere my name appears, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. I receive mercy for preservation. I receive help in scarcity. No matter how scarce they say it is, no matter how few they say they want to choose, I receive help from the presence of the Lord. I receive mercy in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday. Today is going to be special. By the leading of the Spirit of the Lord, we are going in another direction today. I was hoping that we continue from where we stopped last week, Saturday. But by the leading of the Spirit of the Lord, today we are going to pray. But before we go into the prayer, I want to invite you to our 1 hour prayer on Thursday, this coming Thursday, by the grace of God. That will be on the 14th. Of May 2026 by 12 noon. It's an hour prayer launch. We come together and we pray. This is the season to pray and not to faint. So I want to invite you to join us on Thursday by the grace of God, that we'll pray together in the presence of the Lord. We'll make known our request unto Him at our place of fellowship, Oluwadamilare Garden, that is beside National Open University, behind Tafu Arena at Ijokudo Junction, Songo, Eleyele Road, in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. You can join us. You are out of town. Probably you won't be able to leave your work at that time. You can join us online as well. The Lord bless you as you come and as you join us in the name of Jesus. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to pray. By the leading of the Lord is leading us to pray for our children. This prayer is for our children. Don't say, I am not married yet. Don't say, I don't have one yet. You should pray for them. And by the virtue of your prayer, for those that are married and they don't have yet, by virtue of this prayer, yours is coming in the name of Jesus. By this time next year, you will share the testimony of the faithfulness of God upon your life. We are going to read this morning and pray this morning from the book of Psalm, Psalm 127. I want to read from verse 3. Behold, children are the heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows are in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gates. Now, let me start with this before we go into prayer. If you look at the first part of that verse 3, the scripture says that children are the heritage from the Lord. There is no classification or segregation that children of Christian or children of this one or children of this. Generally, children are the heritage of the Lord. Yoruba Bible put it as Omani ni Oluwa. Children are the heritage of the Lord. I want you to pray this morning. I want you to stand against darkness over your children. See, the attack of the enemy is out there over children because they are the next generation. Darkness is all over, everywhere, taking over the soul of children. Sometimes when you see little children, some things that comes out of their mouth, things that they are doing, and some things that they are beginning to partake in spiritually, you'll be surprised that what is going on here. You are going to pray. Children that are outside there, that has nobody to take care of them, they are the heritage of the Lord as well. Your own child that has a roof over his head, that you are taking care, that is the most precious things in your hand, is also the heritage of the Lord. But you are going to pray. You are going to stop the activities of darkness over your children. I want you to understand that the wicked, the kingdom of darkness, is out there to corrupt the knowledge that the Lord has given to them, to give them a different experience, to turn them to an expression of evil, an expression of disobedience. You are going to pray that in the name of Jesus, I stop every movement of darkness over my children, over my child, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, pray for your son, pray for your daughter, pray for them. If you don't have anyone yet, place your hand on your womb. If you are not married yet, your hand on your womb and declare by the word of the Lord, I stop every movement of darkness over my seed. If you are a man, you are not married yet, you don't have your own yet, your hand on your stomach, I stop the movement of darkness over my seed. I stop the movement of darkness over my child, over my children, in the name of Jesus. Declare by the word of the Lord, speak over your child that in the name of Jesus, you are a light for the life of Christ is in you. Therefore, you are a light that darkness cannot overcome. You are a light that darkness cannot comprehend. In the name of Jesus, the light of God shines upon you. In the name of Jesus, I speak over you. You are not an expression of infirmity. You are not an expression of sickness and diseases. You are an expression of the grace of God. You are an expression of the blessings of God. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every hand of darkness over you, appearance of darkness over you. I cancel them. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to pray. The devil has made children now to be an experiment, an expression of sickness, expression of infirmity and diseases. If you have ever been to the hospital and you go to the children ward, you will cry because the enemy has taken over, making them an expression of sorrow for their family. You are going to pray. In the name of Jesus, I break every evil expression over you. I break every evil expression over you in the name of Jesus. Expression of darkness, expression of infirmity, expression of diseases. I break them in the name of Jesus. You will not stand. In the name of Jesus, I speak over your life. You are not an expression of sickness. You are not an expression of darkness. You are not an expression of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, declare the word of the Lord upon them. In the name of Jesus, you are an expression of God's grace, God's blessing, God's mercy. You are not an expression of sickness. In the name of Jesus, and I want you to pray, if the enemy has been afflicting your child with one infirmity or the other, stand upon the word of the Lord. Declare by the word of the Lord, but the chastisement of the peace of your child has been laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and by his stripes that your child is healed. Declare the word of the Lord upon your children. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in alafia omaren belara Jesu atine pa inare olafi mularada. The chastisement of the peace of your home is upon the Lord Jesus. And by the stripes of the Lord, your child is made whole. Declare healing. Declare perfect health upon your children. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. My child, you are the heritage of the Lord. You are the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon you from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, from the first day of the year to the last day of the year, year in, year out. The eyes of the Lord is upon you. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The mercy of the Lord is upon you. In the name of Jesus, speak over your children. The scripture has said it, that it will no longer be said concerning you, O my child, that the father has eaten the grape and the teeth of the children is set on edge. You are not a continuation of evil occurrence. No, you are not a continuation of evil occurrence of my lineage. In the name of Jesus, you do not partake in the wickedness of my lineage. You do not walk in the cycle of the wickedness of my lineage. In the name of Jesus, you are a brand new grace that God has given to me. Oh, you are the expression of God's testimony over me. You are not an expression of sorrow. You do not partake in the evil occurrence, in the wickedness of my lineage. In the name of Jesus, I break every evil ordinance over your life. In the name of Jesus, ordinances of evil that is written concerning you, I break them. They will not stand. In the name of Jesus, every evil ordinance that is contrary to the plan of God concerning your life, they are broken today by the blood of Jesus. I break them by the blood of Jesus. I break them by the blood of Jesus. I speak to you in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life, you are a symbol of strength. You are a testimony of God's glory upon my life. A testimony of the goodness of God upon me. You will excel in all that you do. You will succeed in all that you do. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, O child. Your feet is planted on the path of grace. Your feet is planted on the path of life. In the name of Jesus, my son, my daughter, you are not an instrument of destruction. You are an instrument of grace, instrument of blessing, instrument of love, and you are a light to this world. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord God Spirit is upon you. The Lord release upon you the spirit of excellence. In the name of Jesus, I speak over your soul. I speak over your body, your soul, and your spirit. In the name of Jesus, the grace of God is released. In the name of Jesus, your soul is not trapped in the cage of darkness. In the name of Jesus, your spirit is not trapped in darkness. Your body is not subjected to infirmity. The hand of the Lord is upon you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up all our children before you. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Father, that your hand of grace will be upon them. Let there be light upon them. We stop the movement of darkness over them. In the name of Jesus, we stop the expression of evil over them. In the name of Jesus, the grace of the Lord is upon you, child, as you go out today. In the name of Jesus, I minister the word of the Lord. I minister the word of light into you. In the name of Jesus, you are not an expression of wickedness. You are not an expression of disobedience. You are not a continuation of evil. You are not a continuation of curses from our lineage. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The mercy of the Lord speaks on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, tomorrow, as the Spirit of the Lord will be leading us, will be declaring the word of the Lord over children that the enemy has snatched into addiction, that the enemy has taken far down into addiction. We'll be praying for them, breaking the chain of darkness over them, breaking the holds of darkness over them. Children are the heritage of the Lord. I love the way it is written in the Yoruba Bible. Omo ni ni Oluwa, omo inu si ni erere, bi ofa chiri ni owo alagbara, beni awon omo ri. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children. The mercy of the Lord is upon you as you go today. The devil has failed over your children. Listen to me, child. The devil has failed over you. You are a light. You are a grace. You are a blessing. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I put the blessing of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.